Good morning. It's November 15th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and the music you are listening to is The Planets, Opus 32 by Gustav Holst, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic. Today's title is Stonecutter. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Psalm 139, 14. I don't know about you, but it seems there are more and more days when I get up and look in the mirror and fearfully and wonderfully made are just not the first words that come to mind. It could be age, I suppose, or some days it's just the feeling that, well, I don't know, maybe the feeling that I just could have done more for others, more for my family, more for me, and, of course, certainly, more for God. You may recall my mentioning The Tao of Pooh by Benjamin Hoff in the past. I have been a Winnie the Pooh guy since I was 4, and all things Pooh fascinate me. Pooh, as those of you familiar with Christopher Robin's stuffed bear will recall, is the creation of A.A. Milne. He lives in the 100-acre wood with his friends Rabbit, Piglet, Tigger, Owl, and Eeyore. Pooh is a bear of very little brain, but despite this, seems to be the one who always unwittingly comes up with the solution to all manner of problems and predicaments. In the ebb and flow of Pooh's day-to-day existence, Benjamin Hoff saw, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, living examples of Taoist philosophy. Tao is the Chinese word for way, path, or route, and Taoism is the Eastern philosophy which has grown out of the study of the natural order of the universe. This natural order must be discerned not as a concept to be studied intellectually, as much as knowledge obtained through the experience of simply living life from day to day. That in itself fits well with the lifestyle of a bear with very little brain. Pooh contemplated his usefulness many times, just as all of us do. Recognizing our own value can take many years, even though God knew it the moment he made us. Hoff tells us the story of the stonecutter in the Tao of Pooh. It seems one day a stonecutter was passing the house of a wealthy merchant, and through the gate saw the luxury and many possessions, and wished that he could be a powerful merchant too. Instantly he became one, and while he had the power of his wealth, he was envied and despised by all those less wealthy. Then one day a high government official passed his house, being carried by soldiers in a sedan chair and with everyone bowing low as he passed. The merchant wished he had power like the government official, and guess what? He instantly became a powerful government official. But one day he became hot and sweaty in his sedan chair, and despite power over people who hated him, he thought he would rather be the sun overhead, unaffected by the heat. Poof, he became the sun. But then one day his powerful rays were blocked by a huge black cloud, and he wished he could be that cloud instead. Instantly he became the cloud, but he flooded the roads and fields with his downpour, and the wind blew him away. Then he wished to be that powerful wind, and he was, destroying entire villages and anything in his path. He was hated by everyone. Finally, he blew up against a giant rock that was completely unmoved by all his power. He wished he could be as strong as the rock, and poof, he became the giant rock, weighing many tons and seemingly indestructible. But soon he felt something starting to unbalance him, and he heard the clang of metal on metal below. He looked down, and there, easily cutting into his side, was a stonecutter. Pooh eventually came to recognize his God-given usefulness to all his friends, just as the stonecutter came to recognize his. Not all Eastern philosophy is incompatible with Christianity. Why do we, and all his friends, love Pooh and follow him faithfully through the woods when he's so obviously a bear of very little brain? Because in the final analysis, brains aren't the answer. Brains can do important things, but abstract cleverness separates the thinker from reality, according to Hoff. Our world is in desperate shape because too many people think too much and care too little. Eventually, we won't survive that trend. The world thinks that contentment with what one has is a shoddy excuse for a goal, when power and wealth can be achieved with a clever application of the intellect. Christ teaches exactly the opposite, Matthew 6:19. And while there may be a way to look at Pooh as a Taoist example, Pooh exemplifies many Christian principles as well. Pooh never overthinks things. He looks inside for the guidance he requires. Christ didn't leave the believer alone when he ascended to the right hand of God. He sent us the Spirit to live within and help us find our way. John 14:16. Pooh finds his joy and his contentment in the love that he shows to his friends and the love showered upon him by Christopher Robin. We followers of Christ learn to be content in all situations because that contentment comes from the joy we have from loving others, being loved, and in our eternal salvation. Hebrews 13:5, Philippians 4:11. No circumstance in the 100-acre wood could ever cause Pooh to lose the love of Christopher Robin, and no circumstance in this world can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Romans 8:38. Pooh may not think too clearly when working out the occasional problem, but he's never in doubt about Christopher Robin's unconditional love for him. In that, he can be assured, for he is fearfully and wonderfully made. If Winnie the Pooh can figure that out, as a bear of very little brain, surely when we look in the mirror and perhaps doubt our own worth, we can figure out that if the Creator of the universe made us in His image and then sacrificed His own Son to save us, despite our continual rebellion, well, maybe we're selling ourselves a little short when we doubt our usefulness. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Have the Holy Spirit help us to see more clearly in the mirror if we think we see too many flaws to be useful. How blind can we be to not see our value when we contemplate the unconditional, unimaginable love that you've showered upon us through grace alone? Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.